No matter the weather forecast, the rays are warm and bright. Join us and give thanks for the sunshine of God's love today on Homecoming Radio.
Hello and welcome once again to Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio.
It's time again.
Thanks for stopping by what is sure to be an out-of-sight musical adventure. Hey, I'm Daniel Britt, and we've got a great cast here, like Kevin Williams. Ken Davis. Gordon Moat.
Come on.
Lauren Talley.
Hello.
Gene McDonald.
Yes, sir.
Tori Taft.
With bells on.
And the one and only Bill Gaither, who reminds us.
Hey. It's going to be good.
I'm glad to be here with you, Bill. We're going to get this whole thing going with the homecoming game.
Soon this life will all be over, and our pilgrimage will end. Soon we'll take a heavenly journey, be at home again with friends. Heaven's gates are standing open, waiting for our entrance there. Some sweet day.
Pinrod, Tim Parton on piano, all the homecoming friends from the Texas Homecoming. Right now, this is the Gaither Vocal Band as Homecoming Radio's really just picking up steam.
Now when the rich and the poor get together with the Lord, get together with the Lord. Well, they will treat each other like sister and brother when they all get together with the Lord. Now when they all
together.
Hallelujah.
When they all get together with the Lord, well, they will treat each other like sister and brother when they all get together with the Lord.
Now when the tall and the small get together with the Lord, get together with the Lord, well, the weak are no longer afraid of the stronger when they all get together with the Lord.
Now when they all get together, when they all get together with the Lord, well, they will treat each other like sister and brother when they all get together with the Lord. Well, God has no favorites, He just loves us all the same. His Son died to save us and to keep us in His name. And soon we'll rise to meet Him, and forever we will reign. And we will sing, 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 sing. Now when we all get together, when we all get together with the Lord,
Gaither here with Homecoming Radio with some of my friends. And,
sure. You know who you are, is that it?
But Gordon Moden and I go back a long time.
We do. We've had a lot of fun together. Yeah. Sure have.
And you played on so many of our early records, and then little by little you kept giving little ideas of what we ought to be doing, and now you've totally taken over. And it's a lot of fun. It's certainly been a joy working with you. I don't want to say that like it's in a past tense because we.
Yeah, I hope I'm not being fired. Yeah.
This is a good time to tell you, Gordon, that we're going to make some changes. I remember one time, Bill, talking about getting fired. I was working with Tanya Tucker, and I hadn't been working for her long. Matter of fact, just the weekend previous, she got us all together and she said, "This is the best band I've ever had. I love this band. It's musically, I'm so inspired." And then on Tuesday of the following week, I get a call from Kip Engel, who was our road manager with Lee Greenwood and Tanya. And he said, "Well, Gordon, Tanya is wanting to make some changes." I said, "Really?" He said, "Yeah, and you're one of the changes."
Ouch. What we have just witnessed here is an awkward situation.
We don't want Gordon to feel bad.
Who was it wanting to make the changes, did you say? Who was it?
Tanya.
Tanya.
Oh, Tanya.
Tanya.
Hey, Gordon, I had a friend at Anderson University, used to be the president of Anderson, Dr. Robert Nicholson. He had a beautiful way of saying it. He was, when it came time to terminate with somebody, he would sit down and say, "You know, I've been doing a lot of thinking. I don't think this is the best use of your gifts."
Oh, that's funny.
Isn't that a sweet way to say that?
I've got peace in my soul. I've got joy like I've never known. Thank the Lord, I found what I was looking for. And I can't sing the blues no more. I've dried my tears, put on a smile where there hadn't been one in a long, long while. Good things in store, thank the Lord. I can't sing the blues no more.
companions to me. They kept me low in my soul. But since Jesus moved in, I'm a new man, and I can't say cheerful boulevard. I have treasures you can't see buried in my heart. These rhymes and melodies ain't what they used to be. 'Cause I can't sing the blues no more. That old whippoorwill with his
Moat on Homecoming Radio, where this reminder comes to us from 1 Kings 8:56. There has not failed one word of all his good promise. Bill and Gloria Gaither present a 2025 Homecoming Celebration Weekend coming to Lynchburg, Virginia, with dozens of homecoming artists, including the Gaither Vocal Band, Mark Lowry, the Isaacs, Jason Crabb, the Martins, and so many more. A two-day concert event, October 17th and 18th in Lynchburg at Thomas Road Baptist Church. Tickets and details at Gaither.com. Presented by Allocate Ministries, a nonprofit organization.
You know, it gives us a lot of encouragement when you're recording a program like this. Sometimes you wonder, is anybody out there listening? A simple note is very encouraging. Go to homecomingradio.com and click on the banner that says, leave us a note.
Write your message in a box and then hit the send button and you've left us a note. And we do read them all.
And Bill, no stamps are necessary. Just write it, click it, and send it. It's homecomingradio.com. We want to hear from you today.
Here's Russ Taff.
How can I say thanks for all the things you have done for me? Things so undeserved, yet you gave to prove your love for me. The voices of a million angels could not express my gratitude. All that I am and ever hope to be, I owe it all to thee.
For the things he has done. Hi, I'm Adam Crabb. Hey, Daniel, what time is it?
It's advice column time with your expert panel of cornfield counselors.
That's us. That's definitely
you ask the tough questions, we'll give you our ear for sound opinion. All right, guys, here's the question. Okay. Anti-bucket list is the topic. Anti-bucket list. Oh. What is something you will never do again?
I'm not going to pick cotton anymore.
Wow, that opens up a whole new conversation.
Next time on Homecoming Radio.
Thank you. We need some elaboration.
I will never, ever throw a spider on my mom again.
How long has she been in heaven?
Yeah, she has been in heaven a long time, but I'll never forget throwing that spider on her.
The memory lingers, huh?
What'd she say?
She didn't say anything. When I regained consciousness, I just decided, I'm never going to do that again.
And there you have it. All you need to make your next decision.
Here's Buddy Green on Homecoming Radio. A brand new day.
Cool spring morning and it sure feels good. Sitting on the back porch and nestled in the wood. Sweet song rising from the river down below. All creation putting on a show. Oh, get away, get away, gotta get away. Gotta give a listen to a brand new day. It's good to be still and it helps me pray. And thank the good Lord for a brand new day. Thank the good Lord for a brand new day. Believe my eyes. Fishing for his breakfast, bald eagle flies. Oh, listen, I can hear every kind of songbird. Raise the best chorus a band ever heard. Oh, get away, get away, gotta get away. Gotta give a listen to a brand new day. It's good to be still and it helps me pray. I could sit right here till the kingdom comes, but I gotta get going for the work to be done. You know the seed for the sowing and the time is now to put my faith in the Lord and my hand to the plow. My faith in the Lord and my hand to the plow. Oh, get away, gotta get away, gotta give a listen to a brand new day. It's good to be still and it helps me pray. And thank the good Lord for a brand new day. Oh, get away, get away, gotta get away, gotta give a listen to a brand new day. It's good to be still and it helps me pray. And thank the good Lord for a brand new day. Thank the good Lord for a brand new day.
Gaither's Homecoming Radio.
Yeah, Buddy Green and Brand New Day. Hey, right now we've got music from the Isaacs.
Gordon, have you heard me boom boom with them?
Yes, I'm afraid I have. Yes, Bill, I have. It's some of the finest boom booming
going on in Christian music today.
Well, you know,
side of the Mississippi.
The boom booming is catching on.
You've kind of made your own market.
Yeah, you know, I keep reinventing myself.
You know, people do.
People say, well, how did you stay out there as long as you have? Mm. I said, you got to keep getting new things. And when this boom boom thing came along, I hooked onto that real quickly.
Well, of course.
Boom craze is
sweeping
the nation.
But I did find out some other folks have done boom booms. You know,
I don't think so.
But probably not at the level that...
I would say that's true.
I don't know what boom boom is. Is that something like Bor Igme? What is that? I honestly don't know what you're talking about.
Bill Boom Boom.
Okay,
Gator.
Here he goes.
Boom, boom.
Oh, okay.
Boom, 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 boom.
Okay, I know what it is now. Yes. I know what it is.
You had to ask.
We're good.
You had to ask.
I thought you'd never ask.
There's no shortage on God's mercy, no shortage on God's love. There's a shortage on corn, a shortage on wheat, got a shortage on beans, a shortage on meat. The things that we're needing, we just can't hardly buy. Why, there's even a shortage on the air in the sky. But I know a great thing there's no shortage of. There's no shortage on God's mercy, no shortage on God's love. Da da da. There's a shortage on fuel, a shortage on gas, got a shortage on wood, a shortage on glass. The things that we've wasted are now precious to buy. Well, there's even a shortage on the air in the sky. But I know a great thing, there's no shortage of. Shortage on God's mercy, no shortage on God's love. God is love and mercy unending. His precious love will leave you no doubt. When from Satan you need defending, God has supplies that will never run out. Da 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 da. There's a shortage on friendship, a shortage on smiles, got a shortage on neighbors, though they're millions per miles. Thank heaven for one thing, there's no shortage of. There's no shortage on God's mercy, no shortage on God's love. There's no shortage on God's mercy, no shortage on God's love. Da 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 da.
Hey, Gordon Mo.
Hey, Kelly Nealon.
You know what? I noticed that you're wearing one green sock and one red sock.
Yeah, I got another pair at home just like them.
Gordon!
Are you sure about that, Gordon?
Oh, well, that's what Kimberly said.
The Sisters
on Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio.
Some days you feel like a face in the crowd, like no one knows your name. Some nights you wonder if heaven even hears you pray. Life ain't easy, it don't always seem fair. If you need to hear a promise when you've hit rock bottom from somebody who's been there, here's a reminder. So just believe. God is able, He loves you and He cares. If you need a little hope, 'cause your heart's been broken, hey.
here on Homecoming Radio with Ken Davis. Ken, you have a connection to Legacy 5. Tell me about that a little bit.
Yes. Scott Fowler.
Yes.
The founder of Legacy 5.
That's right.
Is my son-in-law.
Oh.
He married my youngest daughter. And he's just a fine, fine guy. You know, sometimes in families there's struggles. There's no struggle here. I told him that I am armed, and he has been a good boy.
Well, that's lovely. Believer by Legacy 5.
I walk a bit different now that my heart's been found. Nothing really feels the same. I hold my head a bit higher, I lift my voice a bit louder. Yeah, something inside has changed. I am a mountain mover, water walker, more than just an overcomer. 'Cause I've been set free. I am a gospel preacher, heart on fire, freedom singing, testifier. 'Cause I've been redeemed. I am a believer. This is not my home. I know I don't walk alone. No matter what comes my way, yeah. I have peace through the trouble, and I have joy through the struggle. And now my hope's in a brighter day, yeah. I am a mountain mover, water walker, more than just an overcomer. 'Cause I've been set free. I am a gospel preacher, heart on fire, freedom singing, testifier. 'Cause I've been redeemed. I am a believer. I am a child of the Father, an orphan no longer. No doubt about who I am. I'm in the hands of the healer. I've been set free. Yeah, I am a mountain mover, water walker, more than just an overcomer. 'Cause I've been set free. I am a gospel preacher, heart on fire, freedom singing, testifier. 'Cause I've been redeemed. I am a believer.
Back at Homecoming Radio, I am sitting here with Bill Gaither and Ken Davis, and I promise you it looks like I'm watching Grumpy Old Men.
Ken, where did we connect for the first time or introduce?
I believe that around late 80s or something like that, you and Gloria were driving to Florida, and you heard a cassette tape, or Gloria heard a cassette tape, and invited me to...
Praise God.
I remember that.
And I remember this very well because I anticipated being in front of the entire group at that time.
Yeah.
And you had breakouts. Do you remember that?
I remember that.
And I said, you said, you're going to be in a, you said it just like that, breakout. A breakout, and Ken, you'll love it.
Yeah.
I want to tell you something. I went there. A little discouraged that I wasn't doing the whole thing. Right. These breakouts had 2,000 people each time.
Yeah, that's true.
And I brought a whole bunch of product to sell and sold out the first
first thing.
Breakout. You sold out in the breakout.
I've sold out in the breakout and had to have somebody fly some more stuff in.
Wow.
But this is the most beautiful part. After that, we went to a concert that was the Gaither Trio in Denver, Colorado. My oldest daughter, who is now 46, was then, I think, 2 or 3. And she went to that. And we were sitting right in front. Just the sound was right there. She's had bad hearing ever since. That's kind of the story. It may be a little mixed up, but that's kind of the story. I remember the first time I did that.
The crazy thing about you and I at the age that we are, I think, Kevin, and you can stop me if this is not true. I think in some cases, you know, I can remember things, whether they happen or not. I can,
you think it's getting better, do you?
Folks, you know then that nothing I said was true.
We're glad to have you here, Ken.
Yeah, good to be here.
Well, hey, we've got a song by the Tallies coming up. This is throwing it way back.
I am what I am because of his race. For one spotless lamb died in my place. All my sins are forgiven. My past is erased. I am what I am because of his grace.
I could stand here and tell you what I used to be. I could tell of the change that's come over me. But the Lord shed his grace when he died on the tree. So I'll let the blood Jesus shed speak for me.
I am what I am because of his grace. For one spotless lamb died in my place. All my sins are forgiven. My past is erased. I am what I am because of his grace.
I was lost and undone. Now I'm found and fulfilled. God traded his son for my shame and my guilt. Now I'm his child and no longer sin slave. His mercy has made me what I am today.
I am what I am because of his grace. For one spotless lamb died in my place. All my sins are forgiven. My past is erased. I am what I am because of his grace. For one spotless lamb died in my place. All my sins are forgiven. The past is erased. I am what I am.
I'm saved by grace.
I am what I am. My past is erased. I am what I am because of his grace.
I am what I am. The Tallies. That's going back a ways. Great song right here on Homecoming Radio.
And here's something to think about. This is by John Wesley. This is a good one. If thine heart is as my heart, give me thine hand.
Oh.
Oh, I like that.
I'm Dean.
And Kim Hopper.
Hey, Gordon, you know what time it is.
Here are some of our favorite loony laws from around the world. I can't believe some of these are real. But here's Ken Davis.
This is true. It's illegal in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, to sleep in a refrigerator.
That's good thinking. Pittsburgh is a refrigerator.
Yes, it is. There's
no penalty because you only do it once.
That's right.
The state law of Pennsylvania prohibits singing in the bathtub.
That's where I do some of my best singing.
Yeah, I know.
Low crowd.
Jesus is a rock of my salvation. Oh, he's a sure foundation. Oh, my Jesus is a rock on which I stand. All of the ground is sinking sand. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. So I will not be afraid, nor will I be dismayed. You see my
Janet Paschal on Homecoming Radio.
Hi, I'm Kelly with the Neelands. Hey, Lauren. Guess what time it is?
It's time for a Mayberry moment.
Oh, you got the right guy right here. Let me take you back to the Andy Griffith Show.
From one of the most iconic shows in television history, the common sense, family-oriented storylines of the Andy Griffith Show certainly left its mark on millions of people, including our resident trivial expert. To bring you this Mayberry moment, here's Kevin.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Thank you, Ken, for that laborious introduction. This is a little point in the program where we do some Mayberry trivia. It's my favorite show growing up.
Yeah,
the Andy Griffith Show, and specifically those first 5 years where they were in black and white. It was just charming. Oh, yeah. It was wonderful. Okay, so I'm going to give you a line, and somebody... Now, I know, Lauren, you're...
I was about to say, you better bring it.
I'm going to give you a line. You tell me who said it. I don't mind the clarinet or the saxophone, but I hate
the
guitar. Who said it?
The albatross herself, Lydia Crossway.
Lydia Crossway.
Oh, my gosh.
That's right.
You're like a Mayberry savant.
All right, that was season four. And then,
I was going to say JD.
I got another one for you here. This is a little more obscure. Andy had actually nicknamed a lot of the articles around him. Remember the fishing rod was Eagle Eye Annie? Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know the name of his boat? He named that rowboat.
Ooh.
Pretty obscure. You only hear it one time.
John.
John Boat.
John Boat.
Anybody know?
I do know, but I'm going to bow out because I don't like to show off.
Oh. Bow.
I don't think anyone else knows.
I do know the answer.
What is the answer?
Girlfriend. Gertrude.
Gertrude. Oh, wow. Very good. Very good. There's a little throwback to Major.
What do I win?
It's a brand new car.
The thrill of victory.
And my respect, my lifelong respect.
Lifetime supply of Rice-A-Roni, the San Francisco treat.
And that's today's Mayberry Moment. Here now, Karen Peck in New River. Hey, this one features the late, great Stephen Hill.
Oh.
Why can't all God's children get along? We can't all be right. We can't all be wrong. We're just different singers in the same old song. Why can't all God's children get along?
I'm Bill Gaither. You know, for decades now, Gloria and I have had the joy of talking with some of our close friends and lifelong influences on camera and on stages worldwide. We now have a place where you can go and watch these interviews and special stage moments all in one place. We invite you to visit the new Gaither Extra YouTube channel to enjoy timeless moments with some of your favorite artists. We are adding new content to Gaither Extra Weekly. Visit and be sure to click on the subscribe button in the right corner of the page to join our community and receive a notification each time that we release a new video. Relive these stories or discover them for the first time. Gaither Extra, heartwarming stories, everyday encouragement. This is going to be extra good.
Come and enjoy interviews, encouragement through spoken word, laughter, and fun. Enjoy a variety of content collected through the years from your friends at Gaither Music. Search YouTube for Gaither Extra. Here now, Jimmy Fortune and the Statler Brothers on Homecoming Radio.
I saw her from a distance as she walked up to the wall. In her hand she held some flowers as her tears began to fall. Then she took out pen and paper as to trace her memories. Then she looked up to heaven and the words she said were these. She said, "Lord, my boy was special, and he meant so much to me. And oh, I'd love to see him just one more time, you see. All I have are the memories and the moments to recall. So Lord, could you tell him he's more than a name on a wall?" God and country in a place so far away. I remember just a little boy playing war since he was three. But Lord, this time I know he's not coming home to me. And she said, "Lord, my boy was special, and he meant so much to me. And oh, I'd love to see him, but I know it just can't be. So I thank you for my memory and the moments to recall. But Lord, could you tell him he's more than a name on a wall?
Just a little while to stay. Just a little while to live. Just a little while to.
Welcome back to Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio.
We've had a lot of different combinations with the vocal man, but one of the combinations was Michael English, Larnell Harris, Gary McSpadden, and me. And we recorded a tune when they were with us that I still love to hear, called The Lord of Hosts.
This is King who gives a light ahead, place the stars and made them everywhere. Who stirs the sea and gives the ocean waves. The Lord of Hosts is His name, that every tongue proclaim.
The Lord of Hosts.
Who colored bright the sky and everything? Who give the birds the melody they bring? Lord of Hosts is His name.
Let every
tongue proclaim.
The Lord of Hosts is His name.
And all the angels sing.
The Lord of Hosts is His name.
Every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Gaither Vocal Band, that's what we try to do. We try to raise him up as high as we can here on Homecoming Radio.
Yeah. Hey, we put so much at your fingertips over at homecomingradio.com, where you can
hear more of us online. Download our smartphone app, see the dates, times, and places for future Gaither concerts, events, cruises, we love the cruises, and all the happenings.
Get the latest scoop on videos and new projects. Link up to our social media and Facebook.
All this and more at homecomingradio.com.
That's right, Ken.
We'll see you next week. We're out of time. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Today, you've heard only the best of the best in great gospel music. And you know, we're often asked where to find this music. Just go to homecomingradio.com and you'll find much of the same music there that you've heard right here. Again, that's homecomingradio.com. And we'll look forward to you joining us again next time when all your favorite homecoming friends stop by for more of Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio.